I think Moon Hooch is the Stingray Weekend. And if Moon Hooch is the Stingray Weekend, I'm not going to Moon Hooch. I can't, because it's like at some festival.
Oh.
It's the Festival of the Moon, which is like, yeah, it's like $250.
That sounds like a hippie thing.
Yeah, it is. It's like...
Those are my people.
I was going to say, do you know of this?
I've never heard of this.
Is this a sacred...
Where is this? That's what I want to
know. I don't know. Mid-Northern Illinois.
Oh, okay.
It's like the Mid-Northern Illinois Bonnaroo, but like Bonnaroo is so unbelievably offensive to me just in general.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I went one year. I went to Bonnaroo.
Gross.
It was pretty awesome.
I doubt it.
It was awesome because I did not have to pay to go. I just had to get there.
See, now what that tells me is that it was not awesome.
It was.
When the highlight of the trip, when the highlight, when the thing you lead with about the trip is, I didn't have to pay for it.
The tickets are obscene.
It was free.
But it was the only time I've ever been in a situation where it's like, I have to go skip this one band I really love to go see this other band I really love. Mm-hmm. And it was like that all weekend. So I got to see... All kinds of acts.
I like music. Brr, 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 brr.
Actually, I spent most of the time in the comedy tent.
I would have to go to like Europe for music festivals like that because the like, kind of music
Europe.
I like.
Final Countdown Europe? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Euro trip?
Dun, 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 dun.
No, Tony.
It's just Europe cover bands.
By the way, Rocksmith 2014 has that.
I know. I know it does.
Oh no. It's... My brother had that Kasingle. We totally.
What the hell is a Kasingle?
You remember the Kasingles?
No.
I actually assume I'm
20 years old.
Why would I do that? Because the Kasingle was obviously
it's a cassette single. It's just a single song on each side of the cassette.
What? Who would do that? You know what? Let's just move on.
For $2 or $3 to just get the song.
Yeah, you get the song.
It was very popular. When I worked at Tape World, we sold many of them.
What the fuck is a Tape World? You know what? I'll work it out on my own. I got it worked out already.
I think you could figure this one out.
I worked it out already.
I could show you. I actually have some cassettes over there if you've not seen one.
Did you buy a special adapter for those two?
Not yet, but I thought about it.
Your 1.25-inch floppy disks over there? Look at them.
3.25.
Wow.
No, and those are 1.25.
What's on them?
3.25. 3.25. It's the size of the disk. That is not 1.25 inches.
You're thinking of 8-inch.
Well, I've been told. Wait, hold on. No, the conversion.
That's the 8-inch, right?
Is that the conversion
that's
work that
the
way?
8-inch.
Yeah, that's I've been. The 8-inch. Yeah. Oh wait, so I actually have an 18-inch penis. I've just been saying I've got a 3-incher.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your conversion ratio is all.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's on those?
It's 3 and 5.
That's why I bought this.
It's just a mystery. Oh, no.
To solve the mystery.
Oh, no. But what about if they...
These are all blank, actually. The ones that I've been... Most of the ones that I've... About half of them are blank, and the other half have some sort of install file that's just called part. Part.exe.
That sounds like a new age virus.
It sounds like one of those... pieces of software that needed like 10 disks to install, and you have to put them in order to install them.
Tony, you are now playing the national treasure of...
I know, right?
Like, this is how the world ends, right here.
I found a CD called Critical Data.
I bet it wasn't.
12101 was the date on it. It was a CD.
Yeah.
I put it into my...
Really?
Yeah.
In 01, I was still in high school, and I had a flash drive by then.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
In 01, I had a flight. Well, yeah.
Hey, not all of us are rich.
I did go to a rich guy.
I was going to say. That was my permanent storage one of the times that I reinstalled my OS.
Whoa, you put all your stuff on a flash drive while you reinstalled your OS?
A flash drive? No, I put it all on a CD.
Oh, that still seems dangerous. I wouldn't do that.
It still worked.
Well.
I put it in. And, like, I'm looking through the folders, and all of a sudden, one of the folders, McAfee starts going ape shit. It's like, there's a virus.
Awesome.
And most of them were, like, and they're, like, Trojans that were...
Trojan men.
Yeah. That one of them was, I think it was called finger.exe, and you put it in the startup folder, and what it does is about every 30 seconds... it changes the arrow cursor to that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Apparently it's a Trojan, though.
Well, yeah, probably. It's too awesome not to
I know.
The,
That I would not be surprised if one of these floppies...
And this is all worth keeping. That's the lesson learned here. Is
yeah.
Well,
a lot of critical data.
Saving. A lot of what's on that CD is actually old writing that I found that I thought was lost.
You should steal that. Steal from yourself.
Yeah.
Repackage it. And look, now you finish the hood.
Yeah.
Just cram it in there. There was that weird esoteric chapter where we went into the future. Totally left Sherwood.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
At my old job, one of the best viruses I saw was randomly from 1 minute to 10 minutes, this virus infected the computer and it would push through the speakers, bitch or cunt. And it was just like really loud and they could not figure out how to stop it. So the place...
The Tourette's.
The place that got it was... There's an engineering firm in Illinois that's owned by two female engineers.
Oh, dear
and
God.
Principally employs women. It was flawless, like masterful. Like the convergence of events for this, it was just perfect.
Wow.
Just perfect.
Oh, no.
So we had, when I worked at the bank, we had everything on floppy.
And it was a dark time, I know.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. We had to pass around floppies, and we had a series of letters that we had that we all just kind of passed around. They were like your mm-hmm. warning letters and your final warning letters, your termination letters, just different stuff like that. Well, at some point, we get the Wazoo virus. And the way the Wazoo virus did was it doesn't identify as a virus because all it does is changes your .dot file. And eventually it ended up getting found, but it took a while for the virus software in 1995 to catch it. Or it was 96, 97. So it, but what it did was it would randomly insert the word Wazoo into whatever the document was. You were receiving your final Wazoo.
Template files, right?
And these are template files. Yeah, and it changes the normal .dot file.
Yeah.
So that once you open a document with this, every document you create with that install of Word is then infected with this.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Pretty amazing.
I love the way that Microsoft has built this ecosystem that brings me things like this.
What happens when you monocrop your operating systems?
You know what the solution is? User access control. I'm going to prompt you every time I'm going to do something. Oh, come on.
Oh, I hated that.
Annoying.
God, that was so bad. First thing I did was turn that shit off. Oh. All right, so we ready to go?
We're ready to go. What movie are we talking about?
Godzilla.
Tony, I don't follow the Hangout anymore.
What Hangout?
The Hangout. The big one.
The one for Gen Con?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You asked me what the movie this week is in that Hangout.
I know. Here's the thing. I catch up with it at the end of the workday, which means that like a full 24-hour cycle has happened by the time that I ask. Then I halfway through scrolling up, I'm like, oh, man, this is much more fun when I'm in the moment and like talking with people. Because like in retrospect, these IMs are not as clever as I thought. Like when I'm just wasting time at work.
Yeah. Yeah. And like... If you're not careful with some of them, if you walk away for like 15 minutes, it feels like it's been 4 hours. Because between Josh and Kane and James, they just start dumping this massive amount of just weird shit into the conversation.
Start talking about RPGs, I'm just like, ugh.
They did that today.
I know, I saw. Like that's. I was looking for what the movie was, and I started scrolling up, and I was like, I don't have the fortitude to keep scrolling.
All right, so this week we're doing Godzilla. Next week we're doing X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Tony, I watched something. It was a movie or a TV show, and I wanted to talk about it.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Derek.
This is Jolie.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers, and tonight we're talking about Godzilla.
Go, go, Godzilla.
Hey, I watched Captain Phillips.
Really?
Yep.
That movie did not look good.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was not the movie that the trailer told me that it was going to be.
Neither was Godzilla, so it's in theme.
Correct. And and Captain Phillips was a lot better than I was expecting.
Well, what did you think that was? Because I gotta say, I tend not to watch trailers. So, what did you think based on the trailer that it was gonna be about or be?
So you've seen it?
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna spend a whole lot more time in the boat.
Yeah.
I thought.
Whoa! They don't spend the entire movie on the boat?
No. Because like the trailer is almost entirely the time when they're on the boat.
The trailer is boat
because
siege.
It's kind of. I'm guessing probably just because then you'd have to go explain why they end
there's
up.
There's a whole lot more to it than just that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll watch it.
It's
well, but do you actually remember when this was happening?
No.
Do you remember the news? Because a lot of it I remember because
what?
I just remember it from the news. Yeah.
No.
I'm not
saying you don't remember it, but I'm saying you probably don't remember it.
It was kind of like when I went to go see Apollo 13 with my grandmother as a kid. It was all of us as a family, and we walked out, and she's like, you know, I just remember all this from the news.
Whoa,
and we're like,
whoa,
what?
Like, you can clearly remember news story. Okay, so, like, there's a, let's just say on, like a graph.
Yeah.
There's memorable news story. Like, there's a graph of memorable news stories.
Right.
So, like, your threshold for memorable news stories is, like, this Captain Phillips situation.
Yeah.
Like can there be less interesting news that you also remember?
There is a lot of really mundane stuff that I remember. So, yeah, there's probably some really mundane news stories. But that particular one I remember because, I don't know, it was just, I think it was one of those situations where I was talking about it with somebody, and then there was the ending where there was that sniper attack, which they talked about in the newspaper, and I read about it.
Hold on, I haven't seen the movie. Don't spoil a sniper attack for me.
How is it that, I'm saying this, like, how is it that you don't remember when this happened?
Listen, hey, you know what? You know what my minimum threshold is?
You know why? You know what my minimum threshold is? It's, was Twitter pissed off about this?
No, not that.
And that's
9/11 is my minimum threshold. you're laughing, but I want to avoid the news like the plague because it's like,
it's super depressing.
It's not even super depressing. It's like 17 hours on a story that can be told, summarized in 45 seconds.
Right.
Done. It's like, I remember that, and I remember Waco, and those are about, like, the two news stories I remember ever.
Huh. See, like, and sometimes I'll remember, like, oh, you remember, I'll ask somebody, like, oh, do you remember, and, you know, this, wasn't that about the time that we had the surge in Iraq? And people are like, what is the surge? And
what?
I'm like, how is
what
it you don't remember
what is
this?
That?
This is like a big news story. This was, you know, this is affecting a lot of people. And
I think my brother went there during the surge.
And you don't remember any of the things that happened, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I sit across from the guy. My desk is adjacent to his desk, but no, I don't remember it at all. I remember my mom saying, my boy is going off to war and crying. And then I remember vaguely a period of time later, I can't believe your brother is finally home. Like, but the time in between, like, the two events could be simultaneous.
But you
like,
did,
they could happen a day, like, day after each other in my
mind.
And
you weren't, like, riveted to you wanting to know what was happening on the news that day.
No.
Huh.
I remember.
I can't see.
Clearly.
I think the problem is I can't filter it out. Like, I hear it and I can't unhear it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
I'm not interested. I remember clearly in high school, my buddy, my senior year, telling me, I'm going to go into the reserves because we're probably not going to go to war anytime soon. And I was like, you probably shouldn't go into the reserves because chances are we're going to go to war sometime soon. No, you don't know what you're talking about. And then he went to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Oh, gosh.
And then, I don't know, that was about it. Then he had a whole bunch of weird stuff where, like, he came back and couldn't adjust to civilian life.
Yeah.
And then had to go, like, and then he went back. Mm. And, like, I was talking, like, he called me from Iraq. And he's like, man, I don't really want to be here, but, like, when I'm not here, all I think about is being here. Mm. Yeah, man, that you should come home. Like, not be there anymore.
Yeah, that's really depressing.
He's getting married in 3 days.
So it all worked out.
Yeah, I guess.
So she's going to call you back sometime in the future and says, with the same complaint.
I hope not.
All right.
9/27. That's the weekend before Archon.
That is the weekend before Archon.
So,
you're fine.
Don't stop talking about Wild Count.
Okay, back to Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Well, I thought we were still on Captain Phillips.
No, what? We moved off Captain Phillips.
Well, I thought we were talking about movies we were going to do next. Is that why you brought up Captain Phillips?
I ran out of stuff on my DVR, so I started taping a
couple
movies.
That is impossible.
I ran out of stuff on my portion of the DVR, so I started recording movies.
2-3% of the DVR that is yours.
It is now, I have two movies in the DVR.
I watched How to Train Your Dragon.
What'd you think of that?
It's fantastic.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's goddamn good.
It's really good.
It's really goddamn good, and I am excited for the sequel.
I loved the ending, how they had a permanent change of the character, and they just...
You don't normally see them do that to, like...
No, that was good.
That was.
And they just, like...
Unexpected.
It's like, you know what? You're just going to deal with it. It's not a huge...
It's weird, though, because in that society... That sort of disfigurement was not...
No, that meant you were just dead.
Like, it was... You don't normally see that in that tone with children's movies.
Right.
Yeah, I guess with Captain Hook, you did. Never mind.
But you also...
Maybe I was just projecting.
It also made him equal to the dragon, in that they both had a wing down.
We had to see the movie, because Melina saw the preview, and she's like, that's Romeo! Not every animal is Romeo. Although this one was. So,
Toothless is pretty awesome. I don't know. It might be worth talking about Captain Phillips.
Oh. Or How to Train Your Dragon.
I don't know that it would relate to anything else. I think we just talked about the only really interesting bit of.
The most interesting bit is that they.
Trying to change the character. That's just
they made a physical. They made a physical change to the character, and they cut off his legs.
Well, yeah, that's kind of different from Disney. I mean. I take this one was the studio was
DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks, yes. Yeah. Everybody but Disney tends to throw up a slice of reality pie into some of these things.
That's true. Although I think the main character did have a dead mother, so.
You don't watch previews.
You don't watch trailers, so yeah. I guess we won't spoil.
I guess we won't spoil the
second movie.
His
for
mother
you.
Is absent.
Yeah.
And Nemo, the character starts with a his disfigured fin from the Barracuda attack.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Tony. I never saw that. So,
Finding Nemo is a pretty good movie.
No,
Finding Nemo is a pretty good movie.
How do you not?
I don't like kids' movies.
Even the Pixar canon.
Pixar movies aren't kids' movies.
That's right. Yeah, they're cleverly packaged.
I mean,
I've heard that talk about my dick too. Damn it. And I was listening to what you were saying, so I couldn't work it out. You know what? All right.
Mm-hmm. You're going to turn Pixar movies into dick jokes.
I don't have to work for it.
I know what you're
up. Come on. That's clearly about dicks. Yeah.
Finding
about
Nemo.
More than one dick. Yeah.
A Bug's Life.
Oh.
Toy Story.
Quick ass movie.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh. All right, so what'd you think of Godzilla?
Sorry, I love Godzilla so goddamn much.
Daryl.
I liked it. I just wish there was more Godzilla in it.
We're going to come back to that.
I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was awful.
I will fight you.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
You go right on ahead. I'm feisty.
It was a good Godzilla movie, but it was not a great movie. I would go so far as saying it was a great Godzilla movie.
Well, it's better than the last couple of reboots they've tried.
Oh, well.
That's a low bar.
It didn't
that's
have
really
genre.
A low bar.
Really low bar.
The most redeeming thing about the last one was Jean Reno.
Fair.
So, I liked that Godzilla was not the central character in this movie, although he kind of was. I liked the foreplay cinematography, where like all the fights were not... Like, you didn't actually see them fighting.
They did a lot on small screens. Yeah.
Like, the kid watching the news story. Like, you don't
Mommy
see any
dinosaurs.
Of the... Yeah, you don't see any of the fight in Florida. I like that Godzilla does
or
not...
Or Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii. Not Florida. I like that Godzilla does not give a shit about people. Like, just completely ignores them, like, completely.
The best part... The best thing about that was... I get done with the final fight... Just gonna fucking lay down and take a nap.
Just gonna lay down in the middle of the city.
Yeah, well,
I'm tired. This shit wore me out. I'm just going to take a nap.
Well, fighting two Mutos, blasting out with atomic breath, and having a building fall on you, kind of takes it out of you.
I got a little sleepy.
Yeah, a little it tired. Happens. It just kind of wore me out.
I liked the opening with all the kind of retconned government documents about the conspiracy theories.
That was a cool opening.
It was a good way to do the exposition mm-hmm. of explaining exactly what was going on, so that later when they flat out told you what was going on, it was like, yeah, we know, we saw that.
Yeah, this already happened.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a cute little thing when they're had the bomb on the tower. They had the No Godzilla symbol on it, which was kind of a little too early for something like that, but it was still a nice touch.
When they were trying to kill him?
Well, in the opening scene.
I think he was just talking about the symbol.
Yeah, well, on the they had the they flashed to a picture of the bomb sitting on the tower.
Right.
On Bikini Island, it had a No Godzilla.
Because that's what they were using to try to kill him.
Right.
No. Because he's just talking about like the no smoking sign.
Yeah.
Oh. The No Godzilla symbol would have been just a little too early for the 1950s.
Yeah, because everybody,
a nice touch.
Because everybody was smoking.
That's true.
there were some nice touches there.
I also like that they did not dance around this goddamn let's not call him Godzilla. I like that they just went with the Godzilla thing and then everybody used Godzilla going forward.
Yeah.
There wasn't any of this Man of Steel with the Superman bullshit where they kind of say it but then they don't, and then at the end, oh, people are calling him Superman. Oh, come on. He's Superman. Let's get over it. This goddamn Godzilla.
Okay.
He's the king of the monsters, hero of the city. I like that the Bryan Cranston thing with his kid dragged on forever.
I thought his kid, I really hated his kid, and I hated that his kid was a character at
his
all.
His kid is kick-ass.
I've got to say that every character in this movie had no character.
Yeah.
There was zero depth to any character in this movie.
Yeah. Except maybe...
I disagree.
Bryan Cranston?
Godzilla.
Godzilla had the most depth of any character in the movie.
Best explained, anyway.
This movie was sort of lacking, because the only one I cared about was Bryan Cranston.
I really did kind of feel bad about
that. Did you care about him as the character, or just Bryan Cranston?
I just cared about Bryan Cranston. Yeah. That's enough.
Because his character was... There was nothing there.
It's kind of crazy.
He had nothing.
So we had nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
I'm slightly an absentee father. I killed my wife. I go crazy. And somehow this kid ends up being completely well-adjusted.
And an idiot savant.
Yeah. He's in the military, Tony. That means he can do everything and is fine. It's fine.
Not only is he a brilliant engineer.
Yeah, Tony, he disposes of bombs. Support the troops.
How did they not just call him back up?
I don't know.
I like how, hey, I can do this.
Get on the train.
All right. That sounds good.
And you know what? We happen to have fatigues in your size.
Also.
With your name on them.
Also, here's the confusing thing. So, if you have to transport a bunch of nuclear missiles across the country.
Why are they doing it on a train?
There was a bunch of, being a nuclear engineer in a former life, there was a whole bunch of things that just drove me nuts technically, and that was one of them. And like, why did you take the whole missile? Why did you take the warheads off and put them on four or five trucks?
Yeah, don't they move those by truck?
Yeah, usually they do. They don't put them on a train.
But we wouldn't have had that train scene.
Yes, we could have
seen some, or a helicopter.
Don't they sometimes put those on, jets or something?
No, they never fly them unless they're going to drop them.
Huh.
No, they put them on trucks. Very rarely did they ever go by train.
I probably wouldn't want to be on a plane with one of those things. Just...
Well, it would be a very, very special plane.
I see.
They usually stay on the ground just for the simple reason
that
because
they've
had accidents with them.
I remember going back to a previous conversation, a news story about somebody discovered a couple of nuclear warheads on a plane that was not supposed to be there.
Was it Samuel Jackson?
That was an accident.
Yeah, well...
There's two motherfucking nukes.
Well, the other thing too was the other thing was I found a little hard to believe was that was the Bryan Cranston character and the Juliette Binoche, if I got that right, character.
Kick-ass?
The one thing I think is why would an American be in charge of a Japanese nuclear power plant?
I know.
Oh, exactly. Why were there so many white people in Japan?
And another thing is, when you have a problem with the reactor, you don't run into the containment building, you run out of it.
Well, he's not.
And why would you send the regulations coordinator in and not the a Tiger team? Again, it's just sort of things that...
Call up Cushman, man. That's what he does.
I know. It's just little things like that which just kind of drove me crazy. Oh, and the scene where the boat is heading out into the ocean. This is a multi-megaton nuke. And, like, it's just barely clearing the Golden Gate Bridge before it goes off. And, okay, that should have devastated the whole city for about 50 miles around.
Let's destroy a major American city and a national treasure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like somebody did a lot of forethought into setting up the story. And then they're just like, how can we make it cool at the end? Because like the whole idea of the quarantine zone being just full of fallout and just being a radioactive wasteland. But they explain it away because the monsters eat the radiation.
Well, that's been kind of like...
I actually kind of liked that.
That's Godzilla cool. That's been Godzilla canon for a long time.
I'm not a big Godzilla fan. So this movie
illustrated to me that I may have made some missteps. When we watched Kurosawa's Ronin movie, 12 Ronin? 13 Samurai? 12 Samurai?
7 Samurai.
7 Samurai.
It's two goddamn special numbers.
Bug's Life.
Getting the rush.
We watched 7 Samurai. So there's this. So I was watching it, and Melina came in. And she's like, "What are you watching?" I'm watching Seven Samurai. Well, this looks dumb. You can't. It's like a 3.5 hour movie. You can't come in an hour 3:10 and be like, "This looks dumb." Also, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just look
it,
at
it. Is
look
it
at
is
Toshiro
awesome.
Mifune and be satisfied. So like they've got that scroll, and they're like Xing off the dudes as the Ronin are killing them. Okay, so I was like, look, Melina, there's a countdown timer. So I went on this long, like, Tourette's-like rant on countdown timers. I'm like, watch for these in movies.
They're
all over the goddamn place. So, like, I thought we were doing fine for a while. But then she's like, well, there were so many countdown timers at the end of Godzilla. No, there was one. Well, he had to blow up those eggs. That's not a countdown timer. The bomb going off is the only countdown timer at the end of that movie. It is the only time-sensitive thing. No. What about when he's on the boat? That's the bomb going off. Like, what else do you think is going... Well, Godzilla's fighting the Muto. That's not a countdown timer. Like, what's the countdown there? There's no time-sensitive... Like, the fight's going to end at some point, but not... Like, there's no number count.
I like how everything the humans did... either caused more problems or was completely
inadequate.
It didn't matter to the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't help.
Yeah, yeah. And Godzilla would have just solved the problem.
Yeah.
Also, you know what's really weird to me? So they have the mountain where they dump all the nuclear waste.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys go in and they're peeking into the vaults. Then they look into the one, they see the sunlight coming through. Did nobody notice that the entire side of the mountain was gone?
Yeah.
Like, if you have to look through the
door. There's a staff there permanently.
No one heard this?
Seriously.
Felt it?
This
like
is
earthquake?
This is where the nuclear, where we store spent
actually,
nukes.
No. Yucca Mountain was has never been used.
You're talking about the one in Nevada, right?
Yes, the one in Nevada, not the one in New Mexico, which is called WIP, which is the one I was at.
Okay.
No, Yucca Mountain was canceled. There's nothing in it.
That's fine.
But if you father a child right now, would it be a mutant?
I hope so.
Because that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about that next week.
Yeah, no spoilers for next week, yes. But you need to bring a
suit.
So yeah.
If
okay.
He'll just hold
it?
His hand out. You don't need to
come.
Can you taste the mutations? So... in the fiction that Yucca Mountain is a thing and was where all the radioactive waste was kept.
I will accept in a world that has Godzilla that Yucca Mountain was used.
Right, and that's fine. But my question is, why wouldn't the Muto have used that as a nest?
Yes, because...
Why wouldn't they have laid the eggs there? Where all the food is.
No one wants to grow up in a desert.
No one wants to see a fight scene in a desert.
Everybody wants to live in L.A. Listen, Man of Steel destroyed New York. So Godzilla needs to destroy LA. Yeah, this is movie math, Tony.
Well, Godzilla kind of hangs out in the Pacific in general.
It's the geographic transitive property.
But the Muto should have wanted to lay their baby eggs there.
You know what else everybody I really like about
maybe they're not that
everybody,
bright.
Well, hold on. Everybody wants to live in San Francisco, and they want to make babies there. So, you know, that's why they went there. It's a cool place.
I'm not gay enough to live in San Francisco.
You don't have to be gay. You just got to be rich.
No.
You
need
to gay be, being...
No.
There's a secondary. There is a monetary or cool factor, and since I'm not gay, I don't hit the cool factor, and I'm not rich enough to live
there. No, by being not cool, you're in the ultimate San Francisco cool. I don't know. I'm just making that up. All right. That's probably...
I like where you're going with it, though.
Yeah.
That's what I have a chart in my car about my San Francisco-ness, and that's what it says. So,
the Mutos could have chosen also Washington State. You know, we got Hanford Reservation up there. It's nothing but a huge waste, nuclear waste dump full of nasty stuff.
Hey, why don't you make it timely and say they're going to end up at Fukushima?
There we go. Well, no, we already had
leaking
Fukushima
radiation into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Listen, my buddy Cushman said he was going to go into that plant.
That's where
willing to die to fix it.
No, that is just one.
I can see Cushman doing that. Wearing his Viking helmet?
Yeah, he's crazy enough to do it.
If you want to end up with cancer, then.
Cancer?
Go
it's
right
like
ahead.
Instant death.
Fukushima is one big clusterfuck.
Molina,
yes. That's probably where Godzilla's hanging out, charging up.
He used to work for the company that built it.
Molina does a lot of work for asbestos cases, so I know a lot about bad stuff.
Nothing like this.
Yeah. Yeah, but
so you know what else I really liked about this goddamn movie? I hired Andy Serkis to do motion capture.
And he did a wonderful job.
Elizabeth for super obese
when Godzilla's
honest, Godzilla was awesome. And Godzilla you don't criticize his weight. Don't you fat shame Godzilla.
He was so fat. I couldn't even believe. I thought it was a joke and then I saw it and I'm like, God damn, Godzilla is fat.
No, he's let himself go. It's the American Godzilla, not the Japanese Godzilla.
Did you see the
seafood diet?
There were a couple times where he like gets this like through the shoulder back pose and I was like, yes, Godzilla. Strut them chunky ass legs. Thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs, yes, that's pretty much sums it
up. Oh man, Godzilla was so awesome.
Yes, but when he's on screen, his presence holds forth. I mean,
they've been titillating me with a Godzilla fight scene for like an hour and a half of the movie.
And when we finally get to it, it's really good.
Yeah, then he shoots fire.
That's another classic thing. They didn't forget his atomic breath. Finally, he says, when's he going to just burning them alive. Oh, here it comes. His back spines are charging up. We knew that was coming.
It was so good.
That was good.
Oh, and that final little touch at the end where he's like, literally, I'm going to shit down your throat.
Yeah, when he
that
grabbed,
was classic.
When
that
he
was
grabbed that one, classic. Like, by the head, I just thought he was just going to
rip him apart. Yes.
I was like, oh, here it comes. Oh, wait. This is different and cooler.
Yes. A nice little, here's one for you. You know, I'll give you a
maybe
heartburn.
He was tired because he's so fat.
He's so fat.
Not a real big exercise. Well, to be fair, it was the first workout he's had in a long time.
He's got the beat us. He needs to take a nap.
He got the sugar. Yeah.
You do a little exercise. You gotta take a nap after.
Where else but the middle of San Francisco. A nice long swim.
As a fellow fat man, I understand this concept.
Is he in for a nice long swim? It didn't seem like anybody knew where he was or came from, so he could have just been anywhere.
It's like, you people are bothering me. I'm just going to go.
I'm going away.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. You're too damn noisy.
Also, they seem to imply pretty heavily that the Mutos were the things that killed the Godzillas.
Where'd you get that?
No, because the Godzilla's were the top-level predator for the Mutos.
I know, but the Muto parasite gestated in the skeleton of another Godzilla. And they were like, these are the parasites that killed the Godzillas. Nobody else remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at the beginning.
All right.
Yeah, when they in the mining...
Really, is it the top of the food chain then? Because it doesn't seem like it. It seems like the Mutos ended up killing the Godzillas. I bet Godzilla's had a high society.
Well, they weren't calling it an apex predator. They were just saying it's an alpha predator, which is the wrong terminology for what they were trying to say.
Listen, Ken Watanabe has an accent that you just accept what he says because you don't know if it's bad English or if he knows something you don't.
That's...
I'm just them, always going to lean towards he knows,
fight.
Knows
fight.
Something I know.
What? Ken Watanabe, shit is going on.
Ken Watanabe,
let them fight.
Ken Watanabe was perfect for this
because like anybody else, yeah, anybody like, else is like, wait a minute,
yeah. It's too ridiculous for anybody else. But with Ken Watanabe, I'm like, man, this guy is really serious about this shit. Like he is. Invested in a way I am never going to be invested
him,
in anything.
This movie made him look so like he so needed tired, to look
frumpy.
But he needed to look.
He really did.
I would have believed him even more if he'd looked about 20 years older than he looked. Because he looked older. No, like the wise and old.
No, he's not every Asian needs to be wizened, age. Tony.
Well, his assistant kept calling him sensei all the time, which I thought was
that's
kind
true.
Of interesting.
I blocked that out because I don't see racism like you do. I don't remember that happening. Godzilla does not give a fuck about anything though. Like he's just swimming along, and they got like the entire Pacific Fleet like floating there with him.
The inconsistencies in how the military treated Godzilla was weird. Like the Navy was like. Because the Navy was like, we're just gonna follow him.
Yeah,
the Navy.
And then the Army shows up, and they're like, fuck it, shoot it.
Yeah, we gotta kill it.
What? Why? Yeah. What is going on? It's like one hand didn't talk to the other.
I just imagine that that's how it is everywhere.
But nevertheless, it's a fun movie to watch if you can just slog through the first hour or so of the setup.
I actually didn't mind the first hour of the setup because they did a lot of things that were... Like the movie was cleverly shot to build the tension, not horribly.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Like, even the music was good. Like, they had those... Like, every time Godzilla or something was about to happen, they had that, like, that single discordant string.
Sure.
That they would, like... expand and grow like yeah. I mean, that was
well yeah it,
good fitting
it's sort of telegraphs his roar that's gonna happen.
His roar was in my heart.
Yes. Yeah, there was more subwoofer in this movie than maybe any other movie I've ever seen, because I was just like the whole theater was shaking. Then
well, that's in a Godzilla movie, the whole theater should shake. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
I
tingled my balls a little too much, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
too excited for this movie.
A lot of that going on. And, yeah, but I what I want to know is where you get this... where in the world you could add clever and this movie together in the same sentence?
Godzilla posing... throwing the shoulders back, like I gotta keep going back. There's perfect, flawless execution.
Because when I saw it, granted, it may have been the time of day that I saw it. When I saw it, the theater erupted in laughter in places it was not supposed to be erupting in laughter, and this happened.
No, I was laughing too because I thought it was all. Well, here's the thing: I thought for sure they were going to kill Godzilla, and then they didn't kill Godzilla, and I was really happy.
Of course they're not going to kill Godzilla. How would they make a sequel?
How have they always made a sequel?
Godzilla swims off into the ocean at the end.
Yeah.
That's
but not in the first movie.
Well, guess what? Godzilla swam off into the ocean. But this time he like kind of staggered and like he was hung over. Like the drag in the feet.
Again.
He's a little out of shape.
He's way out of shape.
Yeah.
He didn't get his insulin.
He needs to go eat another nuclear reactor somewhere. Yeah, he needs a little recharge.
He got the diabetes. Does Godzilla actually eat the nuclear
stuff? Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He doesn't eat any of it during the movie.
No.
He just chews on Muto.
Well, they were tasty enough as it was. But in every other Godzilla movie, he eats radiation too.
Also, why could no one in this movie see? Like, everybody in this movie seems to be real goddamn surprised when things that are right there continue to be right there. Like, those people are walking up on that submarine that's in the tree, but then are surprised when they, like, they stumble upon it, and once they get within 2 feet, oh, God, there it is!
Because they don't believe it.
But, like, they were in this crater, the tree was, like, in the middle of, like, this field, there's nothing else there except the tree and the submarine.
You're talking about
and the Muto.
And the Muto.
It's kind of hard to miss. Oh, there it is.
Dark.
It's like in Walking Dead when you're walking through a field and you make a 360 turn and then you take three more steps and a zombie pops up behind you.
Yeah, what? I don't know how Dale died.
No. That was bad.
That was very bad. I watched Wolf of Wall Street, by the way. Did you see Shane in there?
Yeah. You watched American Hustle, too, I saw.
I watched American Hustle as well. The hustle was that they hustled me out of my money for renting that movie.
What did you think of Wolf of Wall Street, though?
Wolf of Wall Street was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It's surprising.
His super hot wife, like, that originally was not meant to be a nude scene. But she's like, no, I'm going to do the nude scene. That was a good call.
I loved it.
Good call on her part.
The best was when they were doing those quaaludes.
Call the ludes, dude. Fucking ludes.
They're not doing anything.
Melina was...
We need to take more.
Melina was super pissed. She's like, I'm only watching this for Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no, there's not.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
That would be very disappointing if that's the only reason you're watching it.
It turned out to be much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was good.
I think we've spent our dime on one Godzilla now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Godzilla movie.
It's a really good Godzilla movie. It's a really good monster movie. It's a really good disaster film.
Which has Godzilla in it.
But the tropes of all those movies are
still there.
But it was so stupid. I mean, I liked that it was Godzilla stupid.
You go to a Godzilla movie, you're not expecting deep commentary on the human condition with nature.
I would kind of want that. I mean, I would hope that they would, you know.
I had my disappointments with it too, but it played up a lot more than it delivered. But
really,
but when it delivered well.
The disappointment I had with it was I thought that Bryan Cranston and Ken Watanabe were wasted.
Yeah.
Utterly.
They could have had other people performing those roles.
And it would have been just as good.
It would have been just good, but you would... I tell you, I would not have expected... I would not have been as surprised when they zipped up the body bag on Bryan Cranston if it was just some other guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he was such a big part of the marketing for the movie. So it was like, huh, okay... Well,
yeah,
I can see
stuck with Kick-Ass.
Well,
I don't really like that guy.
No, it was more.
I like that
it was
guy.
More,
was Kick-Ass.
They needed somebody to bring you into the story.
Yeah,
and I think they thought they were doing that with him, but he was pretty much a one note character.
Yeah.
So then we're just going to kill him off because you know what? His story doesn't matter anymore, and we don't want to get bogged down in you trying to follow that guy because that guy doesn't really matter.
They could have removed the entire story with that, like that kid's backstory. I don't give a shit about this. Start me at the point. Like, if they had just started at the point where the kid and Bryan Cranston were walking through that deserted city, I don't feel like I would have lost anything from the movie. And then the Mudo comes out of the plant. 5 minutes later, I got Mudo. I don't have an hour and 15 minutes to
wait
for Mudo.
But that puts in more monster movie, which is what I really disliked about this movie was the monster part of it. I don't know.
But
I
that's
just,
what it is.
I know, but it's not.
It could have been something else, but
it's like saying it's like saying, you know what? The comedy was okay, but I really didn't like. I really don't care about funny things.
No, I understand what you're saying. Because you like, there's a
the way that they did it was
scale
was kind of it was so over the top that it was just it was.
But if it wasn't that over the top. Then I think it deserves more critical analysis in the writing, the acting.
I tell you what.
Because you know what? Those things don't matter.
It's like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Like everything that happens in Pacific Rim outside of the fights
yeah.
is dressing. It's on the same scale as the ridiculousness that happens inside the fights.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, it's a...
But I think that I would argue Pacific Rim is far more successful because in both cases, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Large scale, you know, monster stuff going on. That's all ridiculous. However, with Pacific Rim, I kind of felt like I could accept it more just simply because it wasn't, it's so cheesy, I guess.
But that's the way it was designed.
Wait. Maybe. What wasn't cheesy? Because Pacific Rim.
All of Godzilla
was
cheesy.
All cheese.
Yes.
It was so cheesy.
I don't know that I necessarily agree with that.
Hit the sword button.
Well, that was it. That wasn't cheesy. That was infuriating. Like, what? You had a sword the entire time?
They had
you
two
didn't
swords.
Use it? God damn it.
They had two swords.
I know. And that
they had two swords and only ever used one.
Really infuriating. that was really infuriating.
It's on HBO now, so I catch like the last half of it frequently.
Over and over.
That's the worst part of HBO. I see the last 60% of a movie endless amount of times. I cannot remember how we got to this point. It's like the worst Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day, only you start at like 11:30.
Mm.
Yeah. I hate Bill Murray so much. Just continue.
Nevertheless, there's some nice touches to the Godzilla movie that may have been missed. This movie pretty closely mirrors the 1954 original film in terms of its layout.
Yeah.
At least the screenwriter and director did pay some attention to some of the backstory. Or at least of the previous Godzilla canon. It didn't try to change it too terribly much. Because the original Godzilla from 1954 was a disaster movie. And Godzilla was not on screen for a large proportion of it. It was a lot of setup until he got there.
And who was the guy that was in that one?
Raymond Burr.
Yeah.
Well, in the original one, mm-hmm. No.
Wienerface McNabb, I think is what you're looking for.
In the original one, in the original 1954 one, Raymond Burr was not in that. He was only put in there in the American theatrical release.
Right.
The original Japanese release is a much better movie when he's not there.
So, a week or two ago, after he saw, right before this movie came out, Holden watched on Netflix when a buddy was spending the night the American release of the 1954 Godzilla, the one with Raymond Burr in it. So I'm sitting here watching it and just like, this movie is so boring. And it's like 11 o'clock at night and he's just riveted to this thing.
What?
The next morning he's like, that movie was kind of cheesy.
You know what really bothers me?
You're right. It really is. It's not. He's like, hey, it wasn't very good. It's like, you're pretty correct.
Yeah, but for the audience of 1954, it was pretty kick-ass.
Well,
the time.
Sure. Now he saw this one, and like I told, he found out that this past week I was going to the movie and going to go see it. And he's like, "Oh, can I go with you?
Let me spoil it for you."
He successfully did not spoil anything, which is very unusual for
him.
He's
already better than Eric.
He normally spoils everything. He's like, let me just tell you this one thing.
I have it's to
like
read the, all books, watch all movies, and consume all media immediately upon release because Eric will spoil it.
Holden's the kind of guy who's like, oh, I just saw Empire Strikes Back. Don't ruin it. I just want to tell you this one thing. When Darth Vader tells Luke that he's, what? No, that's not what I'm saying. But you just ruined. That's not what I'm telling you about.
I'm not spoiling anything, but Vader means father. In another language. Yeah. So,
Darth Vader not a spoiler. Dark father.
Not a spoiler. So, you know what really bothers me about your son?
Spoilers of the movies?
It's time for some real talk.
Some real talk. All right. Should I go get him?
No, don't go. No, he's asleep. It's time for some real talk. On one hand, I want to tell him, don't waste your time with anything that's older than you are. Because it's just going to be a big goddamn waste of your time. But then I realize how much younger than me he is, so he'd miss out on things like Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is essential critical viewing in the development of a human being. That is essential. If you do not watch that movie, you are incomplete. You're just not finished.
Yes, you're going to miss a lot of cult
That's
films.
That's the one? That's
he's,
the one
he's choose? currently reading my complete Calvin and Hobbes collection.
I don't know.
He's on book three of three.
Yeah, yeah. I probably would have skipped that.
That is essential. Childhood.
That's the older than me rule.
No, it's not.
Doing its job.
No, it's not.
Older than you.
No, it's not.
What?
Calvin
Hobbes is not older than you.
No.
I'm older than him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
In that case, I think it would be doing its job.
No.
Now.
No.
What here's the next thing you need to get him hooked on. One, you need to buy him the complete collection of the Clue books.
Clue?
Yeah. They released these Clue books based on the board game where it was, like, I don't know, 10 to 13 short stories that were all mysteries, and they gave you all the clues in the story.
Mm.
And then at the end, it was the question of who stole whatever. And then the next page was the answer, and then it gave you all the clues and whatever you missed. There's like 13 to 23 of those books, and they are all excellent.
No, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you.
You were wrong.
If you were prioritizing those, because I think I read one or two of those. If you're prioritizing those over Calvin and Hobbes, are you kidding me?
You're wrong. Yeah.
No, you're so wrong.
Then what you need to do is you need to show them Clockwork Orange at like age 8.
No.
We're too late for that. We've missed that window. We can still get Aaron, though.
You can still get Aaron. For Aaron, it's a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
For Holden, this is what you can grow into.
Yeah, he wants to be a druid.
Put your mind.
Don't hang out with weird boys in record shops.
Listen, you don't want to be a sidekick. Bars.
Stay out of the milk.
Not want to be a sidekick.
Yeah.
In charge or go home.
See, he'll come home one day and say, "Hey, pops, me and me droogs are going down to the Corova Milk Bar to do a little of the old ultraviolence."
See, I had the unfortunate displeasure of, at the age of 5, Dad, who was not so responsible, letting me watch The Shining.
Ooh.
And not being able to sleep for years.
And
after
staying
that.
Out of elevators for a long time.
Years.
Oh. I had a very similar experience with the movie It's Alive.
I generally dislike horror movies. I've read a ton of Stephen King. And I've gone back.
I was
and
like
watched
3 years old. I didn't really have a choice in that matter. It was bad. It was a bad.
Bang, there's no rubs, Tony. I don't know what to tell you.
I got nothing else.
Yep. I think we're done for tonight. So our next.
I've also got nothing else.
So it looks like we got X-Men up on the block next.
Ultimately, would you tell people to watch this movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We're sitting around this table because I said we should do this movie.
I would tell people this is a good Saturday afternoon matinee movie.
That's where I saw it! Don't
pay the full $8. Go to the $4 show or something
that. I paid the extra dollars to see it.
I mean, if I had paid to see this movie, I'd be super upset about it. But I didn't, which is why I was like, I kind of like it.
But do you like disaster movies or monster movies?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Which ones?
Well, disaster movies or monster movies? Because I love disaster movies.
Because this was
love
both.
Disaster movies. Because
this was really both.
Man of Steel was kind of a disaster movie.
Okay, Elizabeth, do you want to watch a classic of Japanese literature?
No.
Well, I mean, I have, like, are you, like, I've seen Rashomon. Or
No.
Well,
also,
Godzilla is a classic. 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves just came out.
No. Godzilla is a classic of Japanese literature, too. I mean, it's in the same.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I get that.
I mean, there's other movies, true, that are probably somewhat better than this. If you had to make a choice, you'd probably put this one off to I'll put this on my Netflix queue or something like that. But this is a movie that does work on the big screen. A little box will take something away from unless you got a really good TV and sound system.
I couldn't in good conscience recommend this to anybody.
This was a really good 80s movie that had
2000 sensibilities.
2010 special effects.
2014, Tony.
2014 special.
The special effects were not bad.
No. Yeah, special effects were great.
Yeah,
I had
Godzilla had really believable fat chunky legs.
And the Mutos did
just
fly
to ride
and fight
around
really
and jiggle.
Well.
Just the right one, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I felt like if I slapped
the
right
him, too, as
if
an
I
early,
slapped
him,
I'd get the
early,
right response.
As an early summer movie, this one's not horrible. It's not really great.
Yeah,
but
there were better ones. I mean,
there are better
the
ones to choose from, yes, but, I'll agree. And we haven't seen all the better ones come out just yet.
Judging this movie on what it wanted to do, it did what it wanted to do.
It was a Godzilla movie.
It was a great Godzilla movie.
If you like Godzilla, go see it. You won't be terribly disappointed.
I wasn't.
I just sort of assumed maybe that there would be something compelling that I cared about. I didn't care about anything.
That's a problem with all movies right now is trying to make an emotional investment in it. I mean, most of them fail at this somewhat terribly.
They Spielberged it with the opening scene. They tried to go for the dead wife.
The schmaltzy, yes.
And all it did was it turned your one of your two best actors in the movie into just a raving lunatic.
Sure.
Which really...
I'm okay with that. I mean...
Yeah, and then I spent the next 20 minutes wondering, man, when is Kick-Ass's wife going to get naked? And then she didn't. I was like, well, I guess Godzilla's going to
fight. That was the other thing that really, honestly, that pissed me off the entire movie was the beginning where it's like he just got home from 14-month deployment, and the first thing he didn't do was bang his hot wife.
Right?
How does that happen? Like, what? Right? I just sent the kid to grandma's. Jesus.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Trust me, I know. Well, the kid watched I know enough military families that's not quite how it works. Normally, it's family time for the first week.
Bang the drum slowly, Tony.
It's family time for the first week, sneaking off when the kid goes to bed, and then at some point, you take like a little mini vacation together.
Homeland taught me differently. Homeland says otherwise. So.
Oh damn! I don't even remember what it was. So we're watching Penny Dreadful,
right?
Which, as the name implies, is dreadful.
I've heard a lot of people talking a lot of good stuff about it.
What? Who are these people?
Aaron and Paul from Ideology Matters talk about how good it is.
They have good taste most of the time, but they are wrong now.
They do have questionable taste on a lot of things. Okay, good.
I didn't want to just say that.
No. I'll say it because I listen to their podcasts all the time.
Oh, well, I'm Tony. I listen to podcasts all the time. Here's my scepter.
Petty Dreadful.
It's bad. So I'm continuing to watch it for really one reason. And the one reason I'm continuing to watch it is
Billy Piper's not going to get naked.
I am for sure Billy Piper's going to get naked in this show. She got mostly naked in Diary of a Call Girl.
But she didn't, though.
But she didn't go full frontal.
She's in Diary of a Call Girl and doesn't get naked. What makes you think that Penny Dreadful?
No, she didn't go full frontal. She got naked.
Okay.
But she didn't go full frontal, Tony. I think now is my time. Now is my time. Because she's gotten mostly naked now. It's only been two episodes.
I haven't seen any of this, and I have a feeling you're going to see Josh Hartnett's dong before you.
Me too! Me too! I'm sure we're going to see it. Oh, we've already seen his butt, and like, he was kind of. Like, the light was coming in a window, and he was facing away from us. And I feel like if he didn't have his junk taped up, we should have seen some, like, naked and afraid dangle. But we didn't. So I'm sure he just had his...
wearing a sock.
His jump, yeah. Something was taped up. But this last episode, I was like, Melina, I can't watch this anymore. It's just so goddamn bad. And then there's a scene... So it's League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Right.
Only worse, which... I don't know how that's possible.
And seeing everything I've heard is it's League of Extraordinary Gentlemen only good.
See, here's the thing. And I'm not saying the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, like the comic. I mean the movie with Sean Connery.
No, I
like,
understand what you're saying.
That bad is still better than this show.
And, really? Now yeah. I have to see it because now I'm dubious about your opinions now based on your opinion of Godzilla. So yeah. Now I should watch. Although you said it has Billy Piper in it.
It does.
I hate Billy Piper.
And she is a whore. And she has this forced Irish accent, and she cannot do an Irish accent.
Huh. Mm.
It's pretty
coming
bad.
From where she comes from.
Can't do one. Can't do one to save her life. But so the dude who plays some Leaver Extraordinary, I don't know who the guy is, but he's like the younger
Dorian Gray.
Nah, not Dorian Gray.
Victor Frankenstein.
No, the younger, like the young hunter guy.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Harkness?
What?
Harkness?
No. I mean, Harkness was from Dracula, not him. No. Maybe it was Harkness.
I think it was. All anyway.
Right. Well, that young gun guy. So, Josh Hartnett's young gun guy. And there's Dorian Gray. So, Hartnett's out with Billy Piper, and they go to some theater, and then it's clear they're going to continue banging after they get back from this theater thing. But they get into some contrived fight, and she storms off. And then Dorian Gray and Josh Hartnett, like, just go on a bender. And then they start making out and they do it. And like, Melina's like, this is the worst thing ever. This could only be better if Josh Hartnett and Dorian Gray like kiss in the scene and then start doing it. And then that happens. And she's like, back in 100%. 100% back in.
That's not leaving your DVR anytime soon.
Son of a bitch. I was so close to being done with this shit.
One final thing on Godzilla. There is a Godzilla 2 in the works.
Yeah, probably. Yep. They gotta do the Mothra thing that they all...
Well, that's, you know, it's now it can be your speculation for the next several years is who is going to be the next Godzilla villain. Yeah.
Mothra.
No.
Is this the kind of movie that
actually
speculate?
From what I heard, there is the Japanese release got after credit sequence.
Mm. Yes, I stayed to see if there was any Easter eggs. There was no Easter egg in that.
Yeah, but apparently the Japanese release had it, and it hints heavily at Mothra. I don't know what the content is.
By the way, this after the credits shit.
It's Nemo. It's fucking Finding Nemo. Mm. There's one egg left. There's one egg left, and it's going to be Mothra.
This after the credits shit needs to stop. I don't want to sit through the credits. I don't want to sit through the credits.
It's a reward for people who do.
But no one then watches the credits.
Like, it's just, then they don't. Well, then do don't. And 3 days later, watch it on YouTube.
You do if you're in a Marvel movie and you're sitting there like, oh, shit, I gotta sit through the credits. There's something going to happen. Or two things that are going to happen. So that's why you do.
I know.
There was something after X-Men.
Was there? Did I stay?
Was there?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I know I stayed.
I don't remember. I don't care.
It was in Egypt. Spoiler.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's that thing. Oh yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Because they've already announced that the next movie is going to be called X-Men Apocalypse. That's the origin story of the character Apocalypse.
I realized at the point that we watched it, I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. Wait, I don't actually give a shit about the X-Men in this movie. Kind of made me care less about it. That's my spoiler for next week's episode.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Ellen Page doesn't get naked. Just, I don't know.
Let's wrap this up here, and
we'll talk about that next week.
I'll talk to you
at length.
See ya.